In this video, I want to give you some tips for organizing your travel. Because if you can organize your travel so that it's more efficient, you're going to save time, you're going to save fuel, and thereby save money as well. And the first thing to do when organizing your travel is to use a map with your sat-nav or GPS. Now, sat-navs are great, especially if you're driving in a strange city. We've not been there before, and you don't know your way around. You don't have to do what we used to do years ago, which was have to keep the map balanced on your knee while you're driving around and trying to read the road signs and trying to make sure you get off at the right exit and make the right turning. And if you find yourself with an unexpected one-way street, then that can throw you completely out of whack and you can get completely lost. But with a sat-nav, of course, it can direct you around and get you to your destination very easily. But the only downside to a sat-nav is that they tend to work out the way that they think you ought to go. And that can be via the motorway or highway or expressway. Or it can be a more direct route, which might not include places that you want to go, especially if you've got multiple things to do. So what I like to do is work with a map alongside the sat-nav. So when I'm planning the route that I want to take, the route that I think's the best one, not the route that the sat-nav thinks is the best one, I'll often have several destinations and then work from one to the other, sort of put my first destination into the sat-nav from one that I've worked out from the map, and then the second one, and then the third one, and so on. And that way, I can get the best of both worlds. I can plan the route that I want to take, and I can have my sat-nav guide me there. And when you do this, when you work with the map and sat-nav together, and have multiple destinations, then you can get more from each journey, and that is more efficient. So, for example, you could do the shopping after you've dropped the kids off at school. Instead of dropping the kids off at school, going home, getting your shopping list, going back to the supermarket, you can do it in one trip. Or you could collect your dry cleaning on your way home from work. And if that means you have to take a slight detour, or if you use public transport and you have to get off the subway a station earlier, well, then do that, because it's still more efficient than making a separate journey just to get your dry cleaning. And you can also group errands together. So if you're going to a particular area, then you can make sure that you're going to do all of the jobs that you need to do in that particular district all at the same time. And that might mean bringing some forward or putting some off till later, because you know that you're going to be in that particular area at that time and you can do everything at the same time. Or you can group them together by compass points. So everything that's to the north of your home or the north of your office, you can do that on one day, or you can do all the south ones the next day, east and west and so on. And that way you don't have to keep dashing backwards and forwards. You can concentrate on getting things done in a much more organized manner. And of course, when you do it this way, it's more time efficient, because you're not wasting time going to and fro. You can actually work things out in the same order and do things one after another. And of course, as I was saying earlier, it's more economical, because you don't use up as much fuel, or you don't have to buy a separate ticket for a different trip every single time. So there you go. Just a couple of tips for organizing your travel.